This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Quick and easy has become a veritable staple of the American diet. Mom and or dad get home from work and they've got to get something on the table. For decades now, one of the big names in that sector has been Hamburger Helper. It's been popular since the 1970s, but General Mills is going after a new audience. They're getting going on Facebook and Twitter, and they're rebranding, cutting out the hamburger. Vanessa Wong wrote about it in Bloomberg Business Week. Vanessa, it's good to have you here.
Great. Thanks for having me.
I will confess that my first thought when I read your article was, wait, they still make Hamburger Helper?
I think a lot of people have that response. It's a pretty old brand. It's 42 years old this year. It was founded in 1971. And General Mills is looking for a way to freshen it up.
And they've decided to do that by dropping the hamburger from Hamburger Helper? What's up with that?
Exactly. So Hamburger Helper is no longer Hamburger Helper. It's just Helper.
Because why? Because they want people to use chicken and, I don't know, pork and stuff?
Yeah. I mean, so they've had other varieties, right? There's
yeah.
Tuna
yeah,
Helper.
Yeah.
There's Chicken Helper. But everyone identifies the brand right. as Hamburger Helper. That's how it launched. So today, chicken's the more popular protein.
Yeah, of course.
And they decided that hamburger was, you know, maybe it felt a little bit outdated. It was limiting the brand.
Who buys this? Is it working moms? Is it singles? I mean, who buys it?
Today, working moms are still their core demographic.
Mm-hmm.
However, they found that lots of young men are also eating Helper.
Really?
Right. So half of the people who are talking about Helper on Twitter are young men.
Have you, in the course of reporting this article, did you wind up cooking a lot of Hamburger Helper?
I did. I just made some Hamburger Helper the other night, actually.
And how was it? I mean, how did it taste? I confess I've never tried it.
So I haven't had Helper in a really long time.
Like, you've even bought into
I've
it.
I've never made it.
You're calling it Helper. You've even bought into the whole thing.
I've got it. I'm trying to be accurate
yeah.
now. So basically, the brand tries to be an easy-to-make, affordable meal for busy people.
Right.
So I went to the grocery store. I bought a box of Helper, a pound of meat, and a quart of milk, which is basically all you need. And you need a cup of water.
God,
right.
Ew.
For my recipe, I made the cheeseburger whole wheat Helper. and
it just sounds so
and then
unappetizing.
It sits in about 3 cups of liquid,
ugh.
2 cups of milk, 1 cup of water, and then it boils down. And at the end, you have a cheesy, meaty noodle dish. And it took 37 minutes.
$8 in a half an hour.
Well, you know, the funny thing is my husband said, I think we should have just made a frozen pizza.
Right. Exactly. Is this actually going to work, do you think? Are they going to, I mean, they're in a, you know, General Mills says they're in 1 million households now. Are they going to get, you know, 1.5 million, 2 million out of this?
Right. Well, that's what they say. They say that about 1 million households are eating Hamburger Helper every weeknight.
So that's extraordinary.
That's a lot of Helper.
Yeah.
The thing is that they have competitors now. So in the 12 months ending in mid-May, their sales, General Mills sales in the dry dinner mix category was down 14%.
Say that again. Dry dinner mix category? Come on.
Yes. Yes.
That's right. Vanessa Wong at Bloomberg Business Week. Vanessa, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kai.